Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about, in this hadith, the Prophet warns us of the danger of having a bad end and of having a bad final outcome. Now, what this means is that a human being can live a life of a Muslim, a good Muslim, mu'min, and be very pious throughout his life. But that can change. You know, in the end of his life, he could end up dying as a disbeliever, and he could end up, departing from this world and this dunya in a very bad state, right? So the criteria by means of which we can assess whether a person is really good or not is his final outcome, how he leaves this world. In history, it's been narrated, a lot of people live very good lives as pious and believing people, but they ended up leaving this world in a very bad state from the point of view of their faith. So for this reason, we should be very careful and diligent that this doesn't happen to us. The Prophet said, "The believer is continuously fearful of a bad end to his life and remains uncertain of attaining the pleasure of Allah until the angel of death appears and takes his soul." And he also said, "Verily a man may carry out the actions of the people of paradise for a long period of time, but end his life with the actions of the people of paradise." As you know, one of the prayers that the believer recites all the time is, "Allahumma ij'al awaqiba umurina khayra." O God, allow the end and the termination of our affair to be good. And it's also been narrated that a lot of the noble scholars were once asked if they were to be granted a prayer that was accepted, what would that prayer be? And many of them said that prayer would be that God allowed them to depart from this world in a good state. It's been also narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not be amazed by the good actions of anyone until you see his end. For verily, one may perform good actions for a period of his life, that if he were to die during that time, he would enter paradise. But he subsequently changes, and then he commits evil actions." Right? And the converse is also true. Sometimes people lived bad lives, but they ended up departing from this world in a very good state. And if we want to know what brings about a good final outcome, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "If you want Allah to protect you from an evil final outcome, then know that whatever good that comes is from Allah's grace and divine succor, and whatever bad that comes, know that Allah has delayed it for you, and you have already been given respite for it. So be aware of Allah's clemency and pardon for you." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at what brings about a good final outcome in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد